Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Why do you think you've taken that, gone for the whole retro thing and bringing it to the modern thing? Is that something that you've all been passionate about?
Really passionate gamers anyway, but retro gaming is definitely my background as well. I played a lot of retro games. We had like an Atari system, so the very first video game was actually one of the very first video games that was ever released. That was one that I played. Was Pong was one of them, but also games like Pac-Man and Space Invaders and all that. And that's where it started. That's where it all came from. So it's really good to take those games that started it all and modernize them for today, for both casual gamers and hardcore gamers.
So what are you aiming to release Little Green Dude on? What platform are you aiming for?
It's aimed for Android and PC as well.
Yeah, is it going for like a Windows 8 or just
yeah.
PC?
Yeah.
Are you going to enter into the competition by the Windows are doing at the minute, do you know?
Yeah, we are doing that, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So, what's the most dramatic or exciting thing you've done in your life up to this point, then?
Up to this point, probably joining the Train to Game course. Before that, I went to art school for 5 years, studying contemporary fine art. And although, like, I am passionate about art on, like, both sides, both in traditional and digital stuff, it wasn't quite exactly what I wanted to do with my life, like just to exhibit artwork in galleries and things like that. I really wanted to work in the gaming industry or film industry, doing concept art, just things like that. So I have to say, up to this point, joining the Train to Game course is probably the biggest thing to happen with the art side of things so far anyway.
So what's your greatest ambition? Where do you want to go with your career?
I want to go as far as I can, really, and just keep creating things for the industry and just have an outlet for my artwork, because for such a long time I didn't really have a proper outlet. So like with various jobs that I've had, it was quite boring jobs that had nothing to do with art, like housekeeping and cleaning and things like that. And my effort in general is just to make sure that I have some sort of outlet for my artwork. I don't really want to settle, so I just really want to go as far as I can with this and just see where it takes me, really.
Is there any studio in particular that you'd love to work for?
Well, I've just started working with the Roadhog, so I'd like to keep working with them as long as I possibly can.
Finally, where can people keep up to date with Roadhog Game News? Have you got a Facebook site?
Yeah, we have our Facebook page set up, so it's www.facebook.com/Roadhog Games. We're uploading all sorts of updates onto that shortly.
Thank you very much, Amy, for your time. It's been great.
No problem. Thanks very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.